Thank you to all Virginia Athletic Foundation members for your support of Virginia Athletics. This is Brennan Armstrong, quarterback for your Virginia Cavaliers. Your contributions help our team excel in the classroom, competition, and in the community. Go Hoos!
Hi, I'm Tony Elliott. I encourage you to support our efforts to build the model program by becoming a member of the Virginia Athletics Foundation today.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555 or visit VirginiaAthleticsFoundation.com.
Ortho Virginia is now introducing the newest doctor, Dr. Owusu Achow, but his patients know him as Dr. O. Dr. O is an orthopedic surgeon specializing in sports-related injuries with Ortho Virginia. Dr. O practices locally in Richmond at our Schrader Road office, as well as Prince George. He performs minimally invasive repairs of the knee and hip, especially ACL surgery and hip labral repairs. Excellent team-based sports medicine care has the power to level the playing field and uplift communities. At Ortho Virginia, we are passionate about getting you back in the game.
Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and in protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose, to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer their wealth.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having to face the noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You know, with UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan. TheSaber.com.
In 1984, Charles McDaniel capped off his third straight season leading UVA in tackles and was named first team All-ACC.
McDaniel has continued a legacy with a career of a different approach, helping move individuals and companies with ease.
Since 2005, McDaniel has served as the CEO of Hildrip, one of the most acclaimed moving companies in the U.S.
Whether moving near or far, Hildrip will show you why they are the best moving services company.
Next time you need help moving, go to Hildrip.com.
Mitchell Endoscopy Center is a full-service gastroenterology practice specializing in colon cancer screening. All procedures are performed by a physician in our state-of-the-art endoscopy center under monitored propofol sedation.
New recommendations for colon cancer screening start at age 45. Cancer screening should be a regular part of your life. Screening tests help find cancer early.
Come visit us at MitchellEndoscopyCenter.com or call 804-282-3114 to schedule your screening colonoscopy now.
Hello, this is Kevin Lang with Town Bank. As a proud graduate of UVA, I know talent gets you on the field, but it's attitude and effort that keeps you there. That's how we play at Town Bank. Local bankers, local decisions, team players. It's what you can count on from Town Bank, serving others and enriching lives.
Town Bank is a proud supporter of UVA sports. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The mission is clear at the Faison Center: to give children and adults with autism and related challenges the best opportunity to improve their life's journey through evidence-based practice.
Their mission across the lifespan is accomplished through specific programs designed to meet the needs of families at different points in their lives. The Faison School, the Faison Behavioral Health Clinic, and Faison Adult Services.
To learn more, go to FaisonCenter.org and consider making an online gift. Or call the Faison Center at 804-612-1947.
This is Who's Talking on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Diehard Wahoo Frank Maloney and former UVA basketball standout Jim Hobbo Hobgood break down the Cavaliers each week in a way that only Frank and Hobbo can provide. Brought to you by Ortho Virginia, Town Bank of Richmond, TGI Fridays, Clinical Research Partners, Richmond Allergy and Asthma, and Oaklea Press.
Well, Welcome, welcome, ACC fans and Wahoos. Who's Talking kicks off right now with
is on the air, live.
Frank and Hobbo in the studio.
As we have been throughout COVID and everything else. And we welcome Linnell.
Linnell's back after taking a vacation.
After claiming he had COVID to take a couple of weeks off.
I think he went down to Dudley, North Carolina to see an old girlfriend. That's what I think.
No, he would never do that. Not with his loyal girlfriend here in town. We don't want to get the man in trouble, you know.
I don't care.
She might be listening to the show. You never know. Speaking of show tonight, we got Mark Newland on hold, Boyd Rawls, Paul Collins, another great show here tonight.
Big show, big show. And, you know, somehow we overcame the 58-degree temperatures outside to make it in
there.
The studio.
You know,
and
it's January.
It's January in Richmond. What the heck's going on?
Hey, it's June and January.
Global cooling. All right. Big show tonight. How about, believe it or not, this is show number 477.
It's amazing. It's amazing, and we're not done yet this year, and who knows, there may even be a season 15 if we can get Skip on board here. You know, that's the
if we
problem.
Get Skippy to just contribute a little bit. I mean, if we had an account rep that had a pulse,
Absolutely. But
all right, so let's
get
on.
How about Mark Newland?
Mark Newland.
Member of the 76 championship team. He was an assistant coach under Coach Holland.
And he played from 1974 to 77. And
he was an outstanding player at, I think, R.E. Lee High School. He can correct me if I'm wrong, in Great Stanton, Virginia. And
he coached basketball at the collegiate schools.
And he does mission work all over the world. Is that right, Mark?
With the Fellowship of Christian Athletes.
And I think you just got back from somewhere, didn't you?
Well, thank you. Hey, Frank and Jim, what a pleasure to be with you guys again. It's always fun to be on the show. And you're right, Jim, Robert E. Lee High School. And I have been traveling many places, have been in Indonesia, Malaysia, Israel, Spain, Germany, working with the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. We're doing sports camps and clinics all over the world. So I get the fun job of teaching to be an ambassador for UVA basketball and also faith in Christ, and to be able to share that worldwide is an awesome position right now.
I assume you're doing a little side recruiting for Tony Bennett if you see somebody who can really play?
Well, absolutely, yeah. And there are that I have kind of given information to the staff to keep an eye on, so yeah, there's some folks out there, especially, you know, our Cavaliers. We're very, very international, aren't we? With all the, you know, Argentina and Italy and New Zealand.
New Zealand? Tane Murray is from New Zealand, huh?
Yeah, we got the globe covered here, so we're willing to go anywhere to get a quality player. Did you get a chance to see the games last week against Carolina and Florida State before I ask you about them?
Yes, I saw both of them.
All right.
Great performances on both ends.
Frank was at the Carolina game in person. I watched it on TV, but speak to me about Coach Bennett going with the four-guard offense in the second half, which really turned that game around, in my opinion.
Oh, no question. I mean, we were, you know, struggling as we often do, just go through those droughts of not being able to hit a basket. And then inserting, going small ball, it just seemed like the intensity offensively just really picked up. Those guys were attacking the basket. They were driving, kicking out. And just the whole dynamic of the offense took a whole nother level. So what a great move by Coach Bennett. And to the guys that came in, what a tribute to them that they were able to get it done. But, and then, you know, with the success that took place at Carolina, I think the coaching staff said, well, let's give it a whirl again at Florida State. And, you know, just as an outside observer, you would think, you know, we need to – Florida State's just got big, strong athletes that we need to match up that way. But he created a lot of mismatches going small ball and, you know, making some threes and hitting some shots certainly does solve a lot of problems.
Let's talk about the Carolina game first. Wednesday night. Packed John Paul Jones Arena, 9:00 tip. I had to use toothpicks to keep my eyelids open during the game because it was
past Frank's bedtime.
It's way past my bedtime, but I'll say this. At no point did I ever think about taking a nap because that was a thrilling game. It was a hard-fought game. Carolina played hard. Caleb Love was asleep in the first half, and then he came to life in the second half, and you know, he helped his teammate, R.J. Davis, who's quite the guard. But I got to give Kihei Clark credit because he pestered Davis all over the floor. And, you know, what is that final stat line for Clark? I think, Davis. Davis was 6 of 12, but he's the kind of guy that can make 8 or 9 of 12. He's that good.
Yeah.
And let's give Clark credit because he harassed him. And Beekman and Franklin chase Caleb Love. Caleb Love is tall. And when you get down close to the floor, you know, he might be, you know, from the roof, he looks like, you know, a regular guard. You get down to the floor, he's every bit 6'4". And
yeah, now, Frank, you got to realize that everyone's fairly tall.
I know. When I played basketball, I was scratching everybody's kneecaps. I know, it was terrible. But I was impressed that Virginia kept those two guys under control and to hold them combined to 10 of 25 is playing some basketball. I mean, you really have to guard them. Each guy could score 20, 25 points. And that's why they made the deep run last year. But my question to you is, did you notice the intensity and the volume of the Virginia crowd on Wednesday night? Because every time Virginia hit a bucket, there was a roar like you've never heard. I mean, it was like the old days at U-Haul.
Well, it's still special when the Baby Blues come to town, you know. And it may be like that Wednesday night when the Hokies come to town. But what do you think, Mark?
Well, I think you're right. There's something, Jim, you can appreciate it. I think there is something special about a Carolina game. Something gets us a little bit more fired up and our juices going a little bit flowing more freely. So I think there's that. I think that's probably our biggest rivalry, certainly. And Virginia Tech will be on the same level as well. So I think the crowd knows, the students know, and there's this excitement in the air when you have a nationally televised game like that.
I think I saw a little bullet point somewhere that we started playing North Carolina in 1910.
Wow.
That's a long time ago, Hobbo. I mean, they were back in those days. I think they did have peach baskets, and they were using a basketball that had laces on it. Remember those basketballs?
Hey, my senior year, we won a game in Chapel Hill, and I think it was the first win since 1910. It had been a while, but at any rate, with Coach Bennett, we've had he's actually above 500. I think he's 12-9 at Virginia against Carolina, so he's had a lot more success than any other Virginia coach, including Coach Holland. But let's go forward to Florida State, Mark. I thought Florida State was the most complete game we've played in recent weeks. We avoided any of those scoring droughts. I thought the defense was pretty consistent throughout. And speaking of wins, I mean, that they said that was only Tony's third win in Tallahassee in 14 years. So that's been a tough place for the Hoos to win in recent years. So that was really a big win for the Virginia basketball team on Saturday.
Well, Florida State traditionally has been a tough place for anyone to win down there. Their home record is probably better than anybody other than Virginia and Duke in the last many years at home. So that was a big win, even though, you know, Florida State has not been playing up to their normal ability, but still to go down there and really businesslike, take care of business from the start, to jump right out there and hit those shots early and take a 24-11 lead. And it never really got any, you know, it always was a safe distance. You know, I think they may have narrowed it down to 7-9 at one point, but it was like very, very consistent, very poised. Just the way I love Tony's teams, they are very. It's like a business trip where they go down, just play one possession at a time. Okay, we're going to win this possession. And okay, we won that one. We're going to win the next one. We're going to, you know, get a stop, get another stop. So just Tony somehow, amazingly, and that's why he's such a good coach. Virginia has been able to play well on the road, not be intimidated by crowds away from home, and just because they just play one possession at a time, and they don't get all hyped up when things aren't going great.
Yeah, I don't have that number in front of me, but I think Virginia's record on the road in the ACC in the last 10 years is probably the number one win-loss record in the league. Look ahead to Virginia Tech. You know, I always hate to play a team that's lost five games in a row because you know they're going to be hungry. Hunter Couture may be back on Wednesday night. They have the freshman kid Rice back in the lineup. They may also have a big guy who's, back in the lineup for the first time in a long time. So break down the Hokie Who game on Wednesday night.
Yeah, it is a dangerous game because of the very what you just said, Jim. I think because anybody in this league can beat anybody on any given night, and at this level of play, you've got to bring it every game, and you can't start putting predictions down on paper just by looking at records and that kind of thing because. Yeah, as we know, we are very capable of playing very well, but we're also capable of going through those droughts. So, like hitting shots certainly solves a lot of problems, but and our defense certainly it keeps us in games and wins games. But I think it's going to be a tough game. I think it's a game that we're going to have to give 40 minutes of effort, just like we do always. And I'm not. Overlooking the Hokies by any stretch, even though their record is not there.
Well,
so.
Believe it or not, I'm not worried. Normally I'm worried, but the way Virginia played against a very determined Carolina team at home and then to go on the road and jump out, I think it was 22-11 at one point, then it might have jumped up to 24-11, and the Seminoles were desperate for a win because they're having a miserable season. Florida State is 5-13 overall after losing to Virginia at home, and they're 3-4 in the conference, and they have more talent than that. That's what's strange. Leonard Hamilton, I'm sure, is totally befuddled, but here's the crazy thing. VPI is, I mean, look at this record. They're 1-5 in the ACC and 11-6. They won the ACC tournament last year in Brooklyn. Now, they did lose two key players. They lost that Ford Aluma that was quite the scorer.
He was a good player.
And they lost Murphy at the point. And I'm sure Coach Young at VPI is trying to move people around, and he's got some skill guys.
Well, there's no doubt about that. And they, you know, keep in mind they were 2-7 last year to start the league and got hot at the end of the year.
But their chemistry right now is not good. I've watched them. They play really well for 2 or 3 minutes, and then they have like 5 minutes where nobody looks like they've ever made a pass to the other teammate.
Well, it's kind of like Mark said, you know, the thing that got us off to such a good start down in Tallahassee was Franklin and Vanderplas making those threes
right out of the gate,
and Virginia Tech has a bunch of guys who can make threes. Now, whether they do it or not, the last game they played at Syracuse, they shot the ball horribly.
The difference is – Armaan Franklin is doing an amazing job on defense.
And
we know Beekman always plays great defense.
He may be the best defender in the league from the guard position.
And Kihei Clark picks up his man at midcourt and pesters him everywhere. Tech's not going to get open looks.
You wouldn't think not. But
the only guy they got to worry about is Mutz.
Talk about that, Mark. You were a lockdown defender back in the day. We've got about a minute left. How good are those Virginia guards, Kihei, Reese, and Armaan defensively?
Yeah, they set the tone. They really are. Armaan's defense kind of goes undervalued, I think, at times. But you're right, Frank. He's been doing a great job on the defensive end. And you know Kihei is – so quick and does pester that their point guard, and Beekman could be defensive player of the year, but, you know, he just gets his hands on a lot of things. So they're solid. We know that's going to happen with Virginia basketball. Just the we're a whole different team when we're able to really attack the rim offensively and be able to hit. We have guys on the floor, all five guys that could hit threes, and that makes it extremely difficult to guard from an opponent's standpoint.
Right, I mean, and it also, as you know, from a coaching perspective, opens up driving lanes when the court is spread, you know, defensively when you have to go out and cover guys at the three-point line. But, Mark, we thank you as always, and obviously in addition to the Hokies, we got a tough road game at Wake Forest on Saturday, but we better take care of Virginia Tech first. But, Mark, we always appreciate your comments. We'll look forward to maybe having you back again before the season ends. Thank you for your time, sir.
Thanks, Mark.
And happy Martin Luther King Day, too, to you guys.
Thank you, and Happy New Year as well. All right, Dr. Boyd Rawls from Ortho Virginia will join us after these messages. Stay tuned. You're listening to Who's Talking.
It's always Friday at TGI Fridays, and now it's always happy hour. All day, every day at all four of our Richmond locations with $4 cocktails and $2 Miller Lite drafts. All day, every day at TGI Fridays. Enjoy wings cooked to perfection in your choice of sauces, whiskey glaze, Frank's Red Hot Buffalo, garlic parm, apple butter barbecue, and many more. Join us every Sunday at the West Pride location for every pro football game. And cheer on your favorite team with all day happy hour only at TGI Fridays. Delivery available at Fridays.com.
At Kelleher, we've been serving the Metro Richmond area for over 50 years. We specialize in Trane heating and cooling products, in addition to serving all your heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, generator, and heating oil needs. With the fourth generation now in the business, Kelleher's team has the depth you can bet on for years to come. It's hard to stop a Trane, and it's hard to stop the Kelleher team. Orange and blue, serving you since 1968.
Hi, this is Boyd Rawls. I'm an orthopedic hand surgeon specializing in hand, wrist, and elbow injuries. I'm a diehard Wahoo who completed nearly all of my training at the University of Virginia. Ortho Virginia is the largest multi-specialty orthopedic practice in Virginia. We have offices in Richmond, Lynchburg, Northern Virginia, and Virginia Beach. Our dedicated certified hand therapists will work hard to speed your recovery. For more information, please visit our website, orthovirginia.com.
Do you suffer from allergies? Are you tired of feeling tired? Are you getting sinus infection after sinus infection? You may even have eczema or asthma. Come to Richmond Allergy and Asthma Specialists and find out what's causing your symptoms. Remember, if you're trying to put out a fire, stop pouring gas on it. Come to Richmond Allergy and Asthma Specialists today. You can find us at richmondallergy.com.
Hello, this is Kevin Lang with Town Bank. As a proud graduate of UVA, I know talent gets you on the field, but it's attitude and effort that keeps you there. That's how we play at Town Bank. Local bankers, local decisions, team players. It's what you can count on from Town Bank, serving others and enriching lives.
Town Bank is a proud supporter of UVA Sports. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's always Friday at TGI Fridays, and now it's always happy hour. All day, every day at all four of our Richmond locations with $4 cocktails and $2 Miller Lite drafts. All day, every day at TGI Fridays. Enjoy wings cooked to perfection in your choice of sauces, whiskey glaze, Frank's Red Hot Buffalo, garlic parm, apple butter barbecue, and many more. Join us every Sunday at the West Pride location for every pro football game. And cheer on your favorite team with all day happy hour only at TGI Fridays. Delivery available at Fridays.com.
Maxwell and Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With three offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs and enrolled agents, Maxwell and Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full-service business brokerage offerings, including succession and growth planning, mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim. Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and in protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose, to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer their wealth.
Bringing you the latest with all things UVA athletics. It's Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobble-Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, and now on 105.1 FM.
All right, welcome back to tonight's show. We thank Mark Newland. We got Boyd Rawls on the line, and Paul Collins, former offensive lineman at Virginia, to bring a little football update, including the appointment of a new offensive line coach at Virginia, which will be a subject. But we want to mention this several times, but next Monday's show will begin at 5 o'clock. So don't tune in next week at 6. You will have missed a show. So tune in at 5. We have Barry Parkhill, Billy McMullen, and Dr. O next week. So another great show next Monday night, starting at 5 p.m.
5 o'clock sharp. All right, let's get on with the Ortho Virginia Injury Report. And we have none other than Dr. Boyd Rawls. And Boyd, first off, welcome to Who's Talking Tonight. Hope you're doing well here in the new year.
Doing well. Appreciate you having me back.
We love you, man. All right. So here's the deal. Reese Beekman's hamstring knee is healing nicely, but they're treating him daily. And they talked about in the post-game presser after the Carolina game, in which Reese Beekman played very well. And he's starting to play more like the Beekman we know. He had a little hesitation dribble at the top of the foul line there, and he went right into the basket and dunked it.
Explosive.
And I'm telling you, roof on JPJ almost exploded. It was the Carolina team, just they might as well sat down and started taking pictures. But my question to you is, what kind of treatment would they be utilizing now, in that he's probably at least 80 to 85%, and you're trying to nurture the guy along? You know, you don't want to wear him out, but you want to keep helping him build up his strength and his confidence in his lower leg.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it looks like he looked great the other night, and looks like he's kind of getting his feet back under him. But you know, they do a lot of heat, a lot of stretching, a lot of strengthening type exercises, probably. And a lot of it's just confidence. You know, I mean, he was kind of not in the day game for a while there, and you know, like I said, I think it looks like he's kind of getting back into it. So it's been exciting to watch him play.
Well, he's a big deal for Virginia. He's the best combination offensive-defensive player on the team. And
I was going to say, he plays on both ends.
And he'll play in the NBA. If anybody has any questions about that,
in the last two games,
come see me in about a year when he's suiting up for somebody in your major city.
Well, I'd like to see him come back one more year. But
I don't think he is.
He may not, but I still would like to see it. We could use him one more year.
If you like Reese Beekman, you ought to go see the last four or five home games this year and make sure you get a good look.
Well, I'm planning on doing that, but I still would like to see him.
You're in Fantasy Island. There's too much money.
Fantasy Island.
Too much money. You know, stop talking about the plane.
Maybe we'll give him a little money. You know, we'll come up with some NIL.
Oh, I'm sure the Who's Talking collective has got $25.
Boyd could write a check himself, you know.
Boyd's a high roller. His wife doesn't need any more jewelry. She's got enough jewelry, right?
How many cars do you need? You know, he doesn't have to be Jay Leno with 30 cars.
He's got three or four cars from
the
garage.
We'll sell the helicopter. How about that?
So, Boyd, We know of no other major issue. We do know through some back channels that Virginia's backup center, Francisco Cafaro, which used to be Cafaro, he's now wants him to be it to be pronounced Cafaro, has a sore shoulder. We don't know which shoulder, but we know that they are trying to help him heal up a little bit, because obviously they need the big man against certain opponents as they come down the stretch here. What might they be doing to help him keep the shoulder loose but strong, as they say?
Yeah, well, the shoulder is an interesting joint because there's not a lot of intrinsic sort of bony stability to it, and there's a lot of reliance on the joint capsule and the rotator cuff and a lot of secondary, what we call secondary stabilizers. So, you know, sometimes these guys will run into a problem with some, not necessarily dislocation, but some instability problems, things like that, which can lead to bursitis and rotator cuff irritation, stuff like that. So a lot of that's involved with using TheraBands and things to strengthen the, you know, the rotator cuff and the other, you know, secondary stabilizers of the shoulder. You know, so the kinematics and kind of the way the shoulder's supposed to work and move will be appropriate.
You know, I want you to know, intrinsic is a Who's Talking word. You know, we don't use that kind of word on the Hokie Network because they would have no idea what that meant.
Yeah,
you know?
They would all have to go look at their Merriam-Webster. Hey, tell us something, Boyd. Any chance they might be using some xylocaine or something like that in there to try to help that joint?
Is that legal stuff?
Yes.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I don't know whether they're doing that or not. I mean, sometimes we'll do a little cortisone injection in the weekend warrior type, you know. I guess.
Well, you know, Billy Mock used to give me, you know, some shots in the shoulder back in my tennis heyday. And
what'd you buy that stuff downtown? Where'd you get that stuff?
No, but let me tell you something. You didn't want to look at the needle. I'm telling you, you did not want to look at that needle. He'd say, Frank, look away. And he'd put that thing in there. He'd move it around. He's sort of squeezing it on the pump, and you're like, ah.
Hey, a man that Boyd knows well, Frank McHugh, put the needle in me a few times, I will say that.
Oh, yeah. But he's a legend.
And that's why Hubbo played more defense in the second half of those games. He didn't want to see Dr. McHugh come out there with that needle. All right, Boyd, thank you in Ortho Virginia for all your good work, great support, contributions at all. And we thank you, and next week we got Dr. O, but
Boyd, we'll
thank
talk to you
tonight.
Soon, and belated Happy New Year to you. Thank you much.
Appreciate it. Y'all too. Y'all have a good
all
night.
All right, come back on the other side. We got Paul Collins. Talk a little football.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Call for Clinical Research Partners. With all of the crazy new infections going on these days like Lyme, COVID, flu, and monkeypox, we need newer and better medicines to stay healthy. Clinical trials are the only way that happens. Clinical Research Partners is now testing new vaccines for flu, COVID, and more. We need you. Come in and be in one of our studies now. Find us at clinicalresearchrva.com.
Finding a reputable law firm can be a daunting task, especially in the midst of a crisis, but Jeff McDonald and Associates is here to help.
Jeff McDonald Associates is a personal injury and workers' comp law firm based in Virginia.
For over 25 years, our team has been helping injury victims get the compensation they need after a serious accident disrupts their life.
Injured? Don't wait. Just call the Yates, 804-888-8888. 888.
Hello, this is Kevin Lang with Town Bank. As a proud graduate of EBA, I know talent gets you on the field, but it's attitude and effort that keeps you there. That's how we play at Town Bank. Local bankers, local decisions, team players. It's what you can count on from Town Bank, serving others and enriching lives.
Town Bank is a proud supporter of UVA Sports. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Mitchell Endoscopy Center is a full-service gastroenterology practice specializing in colon cancer screening. All procedures are performed by a physician in our state-of-the-art endoscopy center under monitored propofol sedation.
New recommendations for colon cancer screening start at age 45. Cancer screening should be a regular part of your life. Screening tests help find cancer early.
Come visit us at MitchellEndoscopyCenter.com or call 804-282-3114 to schedule your screening colonoscopy now.
Invictus Sales and Marketing is the fastest growing electrical sales agency in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Led by former Wahoo Paul Collins, class of 90, and his partner Pete Houston, Invictus is your go-to for any of your electrical needs.
From residential to commercial and industrial, Invictus can help you pick out what you need and get it when you need it.
Invictus is derived from the Latin word invicta, meaning undefeated.
All of the lighting upgrades across Scott Stadium and the pergola lighting are represented by Invictus Sales and Marketing.
The future of Virginia football is very bright.
Do you suffer from allergies? Are you tired of feeling tired? Are you getting sinus infection after sinus infection? You may even have eczema or asthma. Come to Richmond Allergy and Asthma Specialist and find out what's causing your symptoms. Remember, if you're trying to put out a fire, stop pouring gas on it. Come to Richmond Allergy and Asthma Specialist today. You can find us at richmondallergy.com.
At Kelleher, we have been serving the Metro Richmond area for over 50 years. We specialize in Trane heating and cooling products. In addition to serving all your heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, generator, and heating oil needs.
With a fourth generation now in the business, Kelleher's team has the depth you can bet on for years to come. It's hard to stop a train, and it's hard to stop the Kelleher team. Orange and blue serving you since 1968.
The mission is clear at the Faison Center, to give children and adults with autism and related challenges the best opportunity to improve their life's journey through evidence-based practice.
Their mission across the lifespan is accomplished through specific programs designed to meet the needs of families at different points in their lives. The Faison School, the Faison Behavioral Health Clinic, and Faison Adult Services.
To learn more, go to faisoncenter.org and consider making an online gift. Or call the Faison Center at 804-612-1947.
Nobody covers the Wahoos quite like these two. You're listening to Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
All right, welcome back. Second half hour of tonight's show, and we may mention again 5 o'clock start time next week. But in the meantime, we have former Virginia offensive lineman, played for George Welch, Paul Collins, on the line to talk a little football. And Frank's got the first question about the new coach, I believe.
Well, Paul Collins, first off, number 67 in your program, but number one in your hearts.
Well, certainly number one in Mrs. Collins' heart.
Right. You know. Well, yeah. I'll tell you what's wild is Paul has stayed involved with the University of Virginia in many ways and actually helped put in new lighting that we didn't get to see because all the games were aired this past year or kicked off at noon. But this coming season, I'm sure we'll finally get to see the fancy lighting and, you know, Invictus will get some credit where credit's due.
Beyond the offensive coach, we might ask him, who was the guy that came up with the brainy idea of starting a season against Tennessee next year?
I think that's a brilliant idea.
Oh, good.
Paul, first off, welcome to Who's Talking. How are you doing, brother?
I'm doing great, guys. Have a great. Hope you're having a great day and wahoo-wah.
We're trying. So first, I'm going to run through some blocking and tackling here. Head coach Tony Elliott landed the offensive line coach he needed. He signed Terry Heffernan, who had been at most recently Stanford, but has 5 years of NFL experience and has coached at so many schools I can't keep track. Good family man by all accounts. 14 years of college coaching in his resume. And
can he recruit? That's the big question.
I'm telling you right now that all he has to do is stabilize the offensive line at first, get to know everybody, and explain to the other coaches that he knows what he's doing. Because somehow they've been recruiting without an offensive line coach for weeks and weeks and weeks. So this is a big plus. And some good news in the last 10 days, Virginia has gotten two grad transfers, both cornerbacks. Tavon Kyle most recently transferred from Iowa State. It's going to be a big help for Virginia. And Cameron Kelly, a former third-team All-ACC player at North Carolina, has agreed to come to Virginia. So that solves two major question marks. Virginia needed cornerbacks. Both Johnson and Fentrell Cypress had exhausted eligibility, and Cypress left for Florida State. Now they need offensive linemen, and now they've got an offensive line coach. They've got weeks left in this recruiting cycle. And how big a signing was that to get Terry Heffernan?
Well, I think it's a great hire. I've asked a lot of guys that, you know, more in the know, some West Coast guys, and they're super excited. They think it's a great hire. So, you know, a lot of similarities, right? Stanford's athletic program, UVA's athletic program. So you're going to have to get a, you know, target a certain type of kid. And so he's already used to that. You know, Stanford put some O-linemen in the NFL, guys. So I'm pretty excited about the hire. I think Tony is known as a, you know, strong, you know, faith-based family guy, and I think he attracts that in coaches. So I'm excited about the hire, and again, we're going to have patience because we're picking out of the back end of the portal, not the front end of the portal. And you know, but listen, he's it's a great hire. It's a positive step forward, and let's not all forget the immediate steps we made in our defense in a year. So let's try to remain optimistic and see if we can make some progress on the offensive side of the ball as well as we did defense last year.
Absolutely. I'm going to stick with the offensive line theme here. By my count, Virginia needs 2 to 3 more offensive linemen with veteran experience, preferably some tackles. Now, the good news is I went on the transfer portal today, and I was noticing that Logan Taylor, who's in the portal, has not committed to anyone else yet, and neither has Zach Teeter. Both of these offensive linemen were at Virginia this past year, and if Tony Elliott and Terry Heffernan have their way, it'd be nice if they can get these two men to come back. I've also heard that Nick Jackson, the inside linebacker who has done so well and led Virginia in tackling the last 2 years, that he is thinking about returning to Virginia and taking his name out of the portal. And let me tell you something, if they can get two of those three.
That would be a positive with Nick Jackson.
That would be a big deal. Well, Nick Jackson's one of the leaders of last year's team. So I'm crossing my fingers that maybe they can get Logan Taylor and Nick Jackson. I don't know about Zach Teeter. I don't know anything about him. I've spoken to the other guys, and I know what kind of kids they are, and I know that what kind of talent they have. And what are your thoughts there, Paul?
Well, I'd love to have them all back if they want to come back. I mean, the tricky side of this is the dark side of the NIL, right? I mean, we all know that there's no rules. It's NFL free agency with literally no rules. So you just simply don't know what's driving the decision of the player and the player's family. You'd like those kids to come back. But, you know, there's a lot of just ugly, ugly stuff that we're not going to play in. And actually, I'm not necessarily unhappy that we're not going to play into it to a degree, but you know, we need linemen, and it's probably going to be a couple years process to get, you know, enough good eligible bodies, you know, in on the O-line. So we're just going to have patience there.
Hey, Paul, let me ask you this. You know, I agree with you. We don't want to play in the ugly part of it, but we do have to play in the NIL, don't we?
Oh, we absolutely have to play in the NIL. But listen, guys, the NIL is a pretty simple process. You have to have somebody willing to give the cash. And to my knowledge, you know, we've got some of it coming in. And I know we've got some really smart people handling the Cavalier Futures part of the NIL program. But I just don't have a comfortable feeling that we're even willing to play in it like at the Carolina level. You know, Carolina's got some other metrics with the Jordan brand or the Jump brand stuff, so they've got some cash. You know, would I like to see us play in it to the Carolina level? Sure, but I don't know if we're there as the donation side.
We need a champion. We need a guy like Paul Tudor Jones to step forward and, you know, huddle up with some of his buddies up on Wall Street and pull some real money and build a special, let's call it the Wahoo Fund, and go out there and support Cav Futures, Altia Sports, and Hook Sports Marketing. And I don't know what each of the three entities do yet. I'm trying to learn more about these collectives. The University of Virginia hired and signed a contract with Altia Sports. That's Altius. I don't know hardly anything about Hook Sports Marketing. I believe Lo Davis works with Cav Futures, correct?
He does. Lo leads that, yep.
And Lo Davis used to work for the VAF, and Lo is good friends with Herman Moore. And I would have to think that Lo, being a Virginia graduate and someone that worked in the VAF and knows how the University of Virginia functions in the athletic department and in the fundraising, would know how to work with UVA. Now, the trick is, can they find a champion, some big shot at Goldman Sachs, right, who says, you know, I want to help Virginia do this right. If they can build a special fund, maybe 10, 15 entities that they can invest in and they can pool some money and grow it over time and build some war chest so that Virginia can retain and compete and go get the key pieces of the puzzle to make Virginia competitive. I don't think Virginia is going to do what teams like Texas A&M and Tennessee and Florida. We heard that Florida was throwing $13 million at some high school player. We know that Tennessee offered $8 million to that California quarterback to come out and play in Knoxville. We know that Texas A&M created the 25 LLCs and put $1 million in each one of those LLCs to create essentially paid funding for players to commit to Texas A&M and play for the Aggies. If Virginia wants to be competitive, they're going to have to do something, and they better get moving fast.
Yes, and you, listen, my only concern is if you look at our facilities, you know, JPJ, you know, floundered coming out of the ground for a while. That took a couple years longer than they wanted it to. The football complex has taken a couple more years to get fundraising to, you know, to get it out of the ground.
But it is finally happening. It's a 90,000 square foot building.
It is, but we drag our feet. I mean, that's my issue again. When you're saying find a champion, I hear you. We need to find a champion. Our history shows that we arrive late to the party. So,
well, we're moving.
Right, there's a sense of urgency. If they want to be, you know, if we want to be relevant in the ACC, I'm not even talking relevant in the SEC, Big Ten, national stage.
Right.
You want to be relevant, you know, there has to be a sense of urgency to find funds into the NIL program or change the NIL program.
Well, they got to go. Listen, the fact of the matter is Virginia is going to have to be creative. And you and I talked about this yesterday. Virginia needs to think about creating some kind of NIL package that is a long-term benefit to the student-athlete so the kids understand it's about get a great degree from a great school, great networking component. And third, some sort of retirement product so that a kid knows that one day down the road there'll be some money for them that would be invested when they're at college, like a Roth IRA, and you could put $10, $12, $13 million in it a year while they're in school, and then that money would stay in the Roth-type plan for X number of years, and it would grow and grow and grow, and when they're 59 and a half, 60 years old, they would be able to access that, and that would be a great thing for their retirement. So Virginia has got to think out of the box. I think they can do it. Virginia certainly has the people up in New York, up on Wall Street, to deal with this.
Wall Street's littered with McIntyre, you know, graduates. We need to have somebody who's passionate about UVA, passionate about the athletic program, and passionate about investing and the Take Point.
Well,
and
as you said, Paul,
I think, Paul, let's get the Virginia jet, and you and I are going to fly up there and invite a whole bunch of people to the UVA club, which is inside the Yale club, all of all things.
Hey, if we got a jet, that's good. We used to have a prop plane, you know. Well, that's good. We got a jet.
Well, you and I, how about we're stepping up? Who's talking is stepping up? We're flying. So, Linnell is trying to tell me we're running out of time. I hate that when he does that.
Anyway. You know, but it's going to be a challenge, and I think the reason Charlie Baker was hired as executive director of the NCAA is to go to the Congress and try to put some guardrails on this. I don't know if he's going to be successful, but it's getting out of hand rather quickly. I would say.
Asking the guys who broke it to fix it. You know, I'm not too sure about that, right?
Yeah. Well, that's right. You know, the Congress is good at a lot of things, aren't they?
Or the California court system that created this Pandora's box of nightmares. And we can thank them.
It is.
Well, it's crazy. Yeah. It's the Wild West. There's no doubt about it.
All right, listen, we want to thank Paul Collins. Paul, you're a fantastic friend of the show and a great sponsor and a good friend, and we're going to have you on soon.
And we look forward to see his lights.
Yes, I want to see the lights at Scott Stadium, dagnabbit.
We had too many mimosa. We had mimosa tailgates this year. We need some nighttime, bourbon and Coke tailgates.
And maybe a little champagne, baby.
All right.
We got to head to break here. We thank you, Paul. And come back onto the side. Frank and Hobo are going to look at all the athletics at UVA, not just football and basketball. Stay with us. Who's Talking continues.
Ortho Virginia is now introducing the newest doctor, Dr. Owusu Achow, but his patients know him as Dr. O. Dr. O is an orthopedic surgeon specializing in sports-related injuries with Ortho Virginia. Dr. O practices locally in Richmond at our Schrader Road office, as well as Prince George. He performs minimally invasive repairs of the knee and hip, especially ACL surgery and hip labral repairs. Excellent team-based sports medicine care has the power to level the playing field and uplift communities. At Ortho Virginia, we are passionate about getting you back in the game.
It's always Friday at TGI Fridays, and now it's always happy hour. All day, every day at all four of our Richmond locations with $4 cocktails and $2 Miller Lite drafts. All day, every day at TGI Fridays. Enjoy wings cooked to perfection in your choice of sauces, whiskey glaze, Frank's Red Hot Buffalo, garlic parm, apple butter barbecue, and many more. Join us every Sunday at the West Broad location for every pro football game. And cheer on your favorite team with all day happy hour only at TGI Fridays. Delivery available at Fridays.com.
Thank you to all Virginia Athletic Foundation members for your support of Virginia Athletics. This is Brennan Armstrong, quarterback for your Virginia Cavaliers. Your contributions help our team excel in the classroom, competition, and in the community. Go Hoos!
Hi, I'm Tony Elliott. I encourage you to support our efforts to build the model program by becoming a member of the Virginia Athletics Foundation today.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student-athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555 or visit VirginiaAthleticsFoundation.com.
Charles McDaniel, starting UVA linebacker from 82 to 85, set a record with 130 tackles.
Now McDaniel is the president of Hildrip Moving and Storage, an agent for United Van Lines.
The same discipline McDaniel showed on the field is now seen through his leadership at Hildrip.
Whether you're moving your home, company, or employees, Hildrip is committed to helping you get to your next destination with ease.
Their game plan, to be the best moving services company, period.
Next time you need help moving, call Hildrip at 800-476-6683.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having a feast of noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You know, with UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan. TheSaber.com.
Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and in protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose, to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer their wealth. Jeff McDonald and Associates is a personal injury and workers' compensation law firm based out of Richmond, Virginia.
For over 25 years, our attorneys at Jeff McDonald Associates have been standing up to big insurance bullies for our clients.
With our no-fee guarantee, you will owe us nothing until you have won your case.
If you or a loved one has suffered an injury or been wronged, just call the 804-888-8888. Maxwell & Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With three offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs and enrolled agents, Maxwell & Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full-service business brokerage offerings, including succession and growth planning, mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim.
The only way to get closer to the Cavaliers is to make the team. This is Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hopgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
All right, we're back. Who's Talking Live? Final segment tonight. We've had fun with Paul Collins, Dr. Boyd Rawls, and our good friend Mark Newlin. So, you know, we had people that could block, they could shoot, and they could repair people's broken wrists. So,
and what time does your show start next week?
Next week we start at 5 o'clock.
Who's the guest?
We have Barry Parkhill.
The
and Billy Mack.
Former All-American and the former NFL standout, Billy McMillan.
Dr. O. So it'll be a jam-packed show, but it starts at 5 o'clock. Please tell everybody. We had to move it up because of a basketball game on the network. So
just a real quick few Olympic notes. The women's basketball team beat Boston College yesterday 66-50 to go to 14-4. They play next at JPJ on Thursday against Florida State. The number one Virginia women's swimming and diving team defeated Virginia Tech over the weekend.
by the score of 207-91. So that was a dominating performance by the two-time defending national champion, and they're on their way to possibly to a three-peat. A couple other teams that are number one in Frank's heart is always the men's tennis team. They opened the season with a dual match. They beat Richmond and UNCW to go to 2-0.
They didn't lose a match.
They did not lose a match. So the defending national champion, Hoos, off to a good start.
I think Coach Pedroso is very confident.
Absolutely. And another preseason number one team, Lars Tiffany, and we'll have Lars on, I'm sure, in the coming weeks before their season starts. At home on February 11th against Michigan, but again
they shuffled the schedule in the last 30 days, but Virginia is going to host Michigan, Harvard, Richmond, Towson, reigning national champion Maryland, and ACC foes Duke, Syracuse, and Notre Dame. A very, very hefty home schedule.
Yeah, 8 home games on the 14-game schedule.
And they take on Ohio State in a neutral site contest, and then also playing North Carolina, Duke, Lafayette, Notre Dame, and Hopkins on the road. Nobody in the country is playing a stronger schedule than the Virginia Cavalier men's lacrosse team.
To be the best, you have to beat the best. That's what they're
saying.
And
Lars just wants to play great opponents. He likes to go to he likes to face the top teams. And you know what?
Well, that prepares
your
team.
Lars' team is loaded. He is ready to go. He's got people on the bench that are going to be furious if they're not in the games, because these are great games.
I'm going to cover that February 11th game. It could be a little chilly on February 11th.
I'll put on a parka, gloves, everything.
Now, do the players wear those shorts out of the field in February?
You know what? Once they start running around, they don't care.
They're fine. They're tough.
All right, keep going. What do we got?
That's about it. We're just looking ahead to the ACC basketball schedule. We have a big game tonight down in Coral Gables, Syracuse and Miami, both 5-2. In the conference, tomorrow night, a big game at Joel Coliseum. Clemson, who's undefeated, plays at Wake Forest, and Wake Forest is very good at home, and we'll have that challenge ourselves on Saturday at noon when Virginia goes down there.
So we're talking men's basketball, and who would believe, here we are halfway through the month of January, and Clemson is 7-0.
Playing very well under Coach Brownell.
And they made a great comeback in the second half. I saw the highlights. Somebody for Virginia better figure out how to guard Hall. P.J. Hall in the post is playing like an All-American.
Well, you know, we said last week Virginia plays their penultimate game, the next to last, by the way, at home against Clemson in, I guess that would be late February, 1st of March.
Crazy.
That could be a very big game in the ACC standings, the way things may develop.
Now, you said Miami plays who this week?
Miami has Syracuse tonight, and then over the weekend, Miami goes to Duke, so they have to go to Cameron. So a couple of tough games for them.
And Wake has some big games.
Wake has,
besides playing Virginia.
They play Virginia Saturday, but Clemson tomorrow night, both games at home. North Carolina State plays at Chapel Hill on Saturday. Virginia Tech goes to Clemson on Saturday. FSU, who even though their record is not good, I think they're very dangerous. They go to Pitt on Saturday as well. So, we're at the stage now where the games come fast and furious, and a lot of very interesting competitive games that will affect the standings.
You know, it's kind of crazy. Notre Dame is 1-6 in the conference. And, you know, Mike Bray is a hell of a coach.
He's a great guy. He's been at Notre Dame for a long time, but certainly disappointing year for the
they're 9-9. They're 9-9 right now as we speak. Nobody saw that coming. All right. Louisville is 0-7 in conference and 2-16 overall. And I don't care what you say. If this season crashes like this for Louisville, they will find a new coach. Their fans don't put up with losing.
Well, they're used to having that's a brand portal, and that's a program that's had a lot of success through the years. So it'll be interesting to see. Virginia obviously plays Louisville twice the remaining part of the season. We haven't played Notre Dame yet, so we do have some games against the lower-tier teams.
And unfortunately, those games, Virginia is expected to win, but it's not going to help the net.
No.
And, you know, Virginia needs help in the net. Right now, Virginia is 15th, according to the net standings. Despite the fact Virginia's number 10 in the coaches poll and the AP poll, they're 15th in the net. So,
well, we still got Clemson left. We got to go to North Carolina. You got Duke on the schedule. So a lot of games still remaining on the ACC slate that might help Virginia.
That's my Jason Bourne music. That lets us know we have less than 30 seconds. We want to thank our guest tonight. Mark Newland was terrific. Paul Collins was great. Dr. Boyd Rawls. We're going out next week. Barry Parkhill, Billy McMullen, and Dr. O.
All at 5 o'clock. We'll talk to you then.
On the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM. Brought to you by Ortho Virginia, Town Bank of Richmond, TGI Fridays, Clinical Research Partners, Richmond Allergy and Asthma, and Oaklea Press.